On this episode of Digital Signage Digest, we are giving a preview of some of the events to be held during New York Digital Signage Week next month. From breakfast debates to all-day summits, we have you covered.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.
This is Digital Signage Digest, episode number 8, New York Digital Signage Week.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Chief, the global leader in commercial AV mounting solutions.
I'm Lenora Lean, and this is Digital Signage Digest, the AV Nation TV show that looks at the news and issues of the digital signage market. New York Digital Signage Week is one of the premier events on the digital signage calendar. The 2019 installment of New York Digital Signage Week will be held from Monday, October 14th to Friday, October 18th. The week will be a mix of free and paid events, including conferences, showcases, cocktails, open houses, breakfast debates, tours, and more. With me today to discuss what we can expect during this year's show are Adrian Cotterill, co-founder and editor-in-chief of Daily Do, Barry Fry, President and CEO of the Digital Place-Based Advertising Association, or DPAA, and Spencer W. Graham, Chairman of the Board for the Digital Signage Federation and Business Development Manager at Real Digital Media. Welcome to the show, guys. It's wonderful to have you all with us.
It's nice to be here.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
So we know New York Digital Signage Week 2019 will boast more than 40 events and 108 speakers. What are some highlights you drew our attention to this a little while ago that you want to bring to attendees' attention?
Yeah, okay, well, thank you for that introduction. The week, well, I've already mentioned, so the biggest event that week is Barry Fry. Biggest event, the biggest person that week is Barry Fry. Let me say that. The biggest event.
I died, Adrian.
No, not biggest in terms of, you know, the biggest personality of the week is Barry Fry. Let's say it that way. The DPAA event is the center of the whole week. You know, Barry and the DPAA get almost 1,000 people at that event now. And since the beginning of the week's been going for 7 years. The NEC showcase has pretty much always been part of the week. They've got a big event on the Wednesday, the Daily Do Investor Conference on the Wednesday, and the DSF support the week with a number of different things. They're sponsoring the week, and they've got their Coffee and Controversy event on the Tuesday. Mm-hmm. The thing I'm most looking forward to, I think I mentioned, the Coffee and Controversy stuff, talking about data privacy, I think is something to look forward to, and I think it's something that the industry needs to debate. I don't think it's been debated enough in the past. You need a long time to talk about it. You can't just put data privacy, you know, on an agenda for 30 minutes and expect anything to come of it, because it becomes a rat hole, and people have different definitions of it. And, you know, there's law enforcement perspectives, and there's people's privacy's perspective, but then there's analytic perspectives and whatever. So I think that's a very important session on the Tuesday at the Coffee and Controversy event. What's nice from an organizer of the event is how many industry associations have supported the week. Many of the big industry associations have their board meetings that week, because it means they get their execs in town, which is always very nice. But then the sheer number of display manufacturers and AV people who are taking part in the week. So if you look at Monday, which I believe is Columbus Day in New York, that worried us a little bit because we wondered if that would affect anything. But if you look at just what's going on the Monday alone to kickstart the week, we've got lunch with Samsung, which is always oversubscribed and always very popular. Mm-hmm. They've got some great speakers this year. Barry may not know, but they've got a couple of DPAA members speaking this year. They've got the guys from Adomni to speak. That's always a very popular event, very difficult to get into. Then we've got AV Nation, of course, doing the Live from Daktronics show, which has been going for, gosh, ever since we started, I think it's been going, which is a very popular one. And I think Barry's been on that show, and I think Spence may have also been on that show. He's nodding in the background there. Mm-hmm. Then the OAAA are doing a sort of an out-of-home reception together with Geopath. And in the evening, we have the launch party, which is sponsored this year by SNA Display. So pretty much all of those events are based around Times Square, which is nice. So there's lots to look forward to the whole week. I mean, there's a lot of events where money is charged, but there's lots and lots of free events as well, which is nice. Right. So it's looking to be a really good week again.
Well, before we got started here, I was asking you, you know, where this was going to be. And so kind of explain how Digital Signage Week, how New York Digital Signage Week, how you navigate all of these events, because you're not in one central location, right?
Yes, we're not in, we try to keep them as close. I mean, if you're in Manhattan, okay, I'm talking from somebody who likes walking, and I'm talking from somebody who doesn't live in New York. But every time I go to New York, I pretty much walk everywhere.
Me too.
I have no issue with walking for an hour or so. And the metro there is pretty good. Most of the events are quite close to each other, I think. We do a little interactive map on our website so you can find all the events. The idea came about 6 or 7 years ago with Barry's predecessor at the DPAA, Suzanne Danaher, and NEC, when we realized that each year we were missing each other by a week or so. So NEC had a big event, which has been going, I think, for 25 years. The DPAA event's been going for 10, 12 years, I think. And our investor conference has been running for 14 years. But we had many years when we would miss each other by a week, so we agreed to get together and sort out our diaries and say, right, let's agree on a week to have events. But it was fashioned on New York Fashion Week, where, of course, events are all over the place. So, yes, Barry's got a big hotel. He's got the hardest job because he needs to find a hotel and a conference room that can seat 1,000 people. But most of the events are not very far away from each other. We just talked about Microsoft being on 8th Avenue. That's what, I don't know, a couple of blocks from Times Square and from Broadway where Barry is. Denton's is on Avenue of the Americas, so it's not very far away. excuse me. I think most of the events are in a pretty smallish location. You can get them pretty easily in the metro or Uber.
So you were talking earlier about Coffee and Controversy kind of being the centerpiece, but what do you anticipate would be the biggest news outside of the look at, you know, data and privacy to come out of the 5 days? What do you anticipate will be the buzz after everything closes on the 18th?
Oh, that's a very good question. The buzz. Well, I think, you know, Barry will say this better than I when you ask him in a second. I mean, the buzz about the digital out-of-home industry is huge at the moment. Billboards are hot. All the issues with online advertising, the online advertisers are flocking to the out-of-home industry. So Barry does a good job at the DPAA Video Everywhere Summit creating that buzz and helping that buzz and sucking it in. So after his event on the Tuesday, there's lots of buzz around that one. The investor conference, I mean, look, people have been buying billboard companies left, right, and center. Spence will know, again, better than I, because Stratacash have been doing a lot of the M&A acquisition stuff. But consolidation in the digital signage software industry is coming together really quickly. You know, we only had another acquisition earlier this week of Triple Play. We were acquired by a company called Uniguest, which bought OneLAN 6 months ago. Stratacash have made, obviously, some big acquisitions. CRI, who are keynoting the investor conference, have done a number of big acquisitions as well. So remember that this event is obviously once a year, but it's coming always at a good time of the year. The industry upfronts have been done. People are starting to looking forward to the holiday season. Advertising is booming. But we've got a stage where you're halfway between DSE, if you like, or the last. So you're halfway between the last Infocom and the next DSE. So October and November is a good time frame. So there'll be buzz about M&A, acquisition stuff in the software space. Be buzz about the rise of billboards, and there'll be some really good conversations about data privacy. Yeah. They're the three things I think will hit the nail on the head.
Awesome. Coffee and Controversy, which is the popular Digital Signage Federation breakfast discussion, will be held on Tuesday, October 15th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. What will be the hotly debated topic during this 3-hour talk?
Well, we're going to be very excited to be there. This year's topic is going to be privacy and proof, the great debate. And it's going to focus on privacy issues within our industry and how it is being affected worldwide. You know, our privacy is being discussed one way in the UK, and privacy is being discussed a number of ways here in the US, and how we go about our businesses and respecting privacy but still being able to do business. So it's going to be a lively discussion.
Who's going to be on the panel?
Well, we're going to be releasing that here at the end of the week, so you'll have to stay tuned there. We're really excited that we have some excellent panelists lined up there, and we'll be putting out a press release here very soon.
How long have you guys been hosting this particular conversation at Digital Signage Week?
I believe we've been doing it now for 3 or 4 years. We've done it at a number of different venues, and we've in a couple of different iterations, but we've really had a lot of traction with that. People really come out heavily to attend it, to kind of hear the controversy there. Sometimes they're fun conversations, sometimes they're pretty serious conversations. So it's one of our key events there for New York Signage Week.
And what other Digital Signage Federation events would you like to draw attendees to?
Well, the Digital Signage Federation, about 3 or 4 times a year, we have our board meetings in metropolitan areas around the country there, to where we can bring a lot of digital signage folks from the entire industry in for a networking event. We call it a meet and greet. It is in conjunction with our board meeting there. And we will be in Nashville on December 5th and 6th. And so the night of December 5th, we will have our meet and greet there. We'll have a speaker from the Nashville area. We try and bring in either people that are actually doing digital signage in a large way in that area, or people that are associated with large things going on in that area that have digital signage involved there. So we're excited about that. That will be our next board meeting. There, of course, we'll have a heavy contingent for New York Digital Signage Week. We just came from a meeting in August in Chicago, where we had a very large group at our meet and greet during that time.
Okay, amazing. And do you have a location for Coffee and Controversy as yet?
Yes, I believe it's the Microsoft building on 8th Avenue.
Yes, that's correct.
Can I just throw in, we're really excited with the topic that the Digital Signage Federation have chosen this time around, the one of privacy, or data privacy and whatever. Rich Ventura, I think, will undoubtedly be one of the panelists. I pretty much can guess that. He's the go-to man at NEC at the moment with their ALP program, which is their look and watch and learn and all things sort of monitoring, retail-oriented. Spence knows more about that than I do. But Rich has been very vocal in the industry about data privacy, has spoken a couple of times in Europe on the subject. And as soon as we knew that the DSF were going to do something at the Coffee and Controversy event, we thought it was only right to include the topic at our investor conference. So the Daily Do Investor Conference is the second largest event that week. The biggest event that week is Barry Fry's Video Everywhere Summit, the DPAA Summit on the Tuesday, which Barry will talk about in a second. But the Daily Do Investor Conference is a C-suite level event for not just investors, but for all people in the industry. And Rich Ventura, who's the Senior Vice President, Strategy and Solutions Development at NEC Display Solutions, is talking with one of Denton's top privacy lawyers from Washington. Denton's are one of the companies that have sponsored the investor conference now for at least 6 or 7 years. And to end the day, Rich and the legal guy, Todd Daubert, are leading a session called The Importance of Data Privacy. That will follow on from the Coffee and Controversy stuff. There'll be a lot more legal stuff in there, I suspect. Some people like Barry, who's been to the investor conference, will know that we've often got very good legal advice from that event, what with Denton sponsoring the conference. But it's a, you know, the data privacy stuff is a subject that is top of people's minds at the moment, with face tracking and police stuff, and you know, you just look at China and bits and pieces, and it's a subject that's not going to go away. And I think the hats off to the DSF, because they're the only ones who are trying to, they're the association that's trying to couch this in sensible terms. Mm-hmm. So I think you asked me offline earlier on via email what I thought was the most exciting thing about the week. Barry's always got a lot of great things happening on his event on Tuesday. You'll learn about those in a second. There's some dancers involved, I think, this year.
Oh, dear.
But I have to say, the DSF coffee and controversy stuff, and I think the thing that Rich is doing for us on the Wednesday will be the two most important topics discussed that week by a long way. Really, really important stuff. So
yeah. It's
great that the DSF are taking that lead, because it's a tricky one to talk about, isn't it, Spence?
It certainly is. And I think a lot of people can probably argue on both sides of the coin just as strongly as you can. It's going to be a very interesting discussion. I can assure you that.
So Barry, I wanted to draw you into the conversation. If you can, DPAA is doing a couple of events, as Adrian pointed out earlier, across the 5 days. One of which is the Video Everywhere Summit. So can you tell me what's in store in terms of speakers and highlights, what it's about, and where is it going to be held?
Sure. And, you know, kudos to Adrian for, you know, really bringing this all together. He and I try to kind of sort out dates along with the challenge of hotels and rooms that can fit almost 1,000 people. And when we organize that with the Video Everywhere Summit being the cornerstone of the week, it's kind of an exciting time, as advertising and retail are the fuels for the growth of digital signage. We focus as the largest advertising media one-day conference of its kind. Mm-hmm. So it's a very exciting time. I'll be doing a Fox interview later this week. There's lots of news and buzz on this around the whole advertising and media world. And what we do, it's a full day. It goes from, I think we can even start earlier this year, since we have kind of myriad speakers of high quality that have all been coming in. And so we're going to start to probably around 7:30 in the morning for breakfast. And then we're going to start somewhere around 8 o'clock for our first segment. And that will go through the MediaPost Digital Out of Home awards at the end of the day, and cocktails. So it's a full day with coffee in between, and some of the best and the brightest speakers in all of advertising and marketing is kind of a set. And then we have our Hall of Innovation, where all the digital signage and associated companies that help grow the ecosystem will also be in all of those areas as well.
So that event is going to be, that's the Video Everywhere Summit. That's on Tuesday, October 15th, right? And you said you're going to start pretty early in the day.
Yes, it's a full day, breakfast, lunch, cocktails, and great food and great food for thought. And to give you an idea, we're going to have some of the world's major brands on stage speaking. We're going to have the heads of lead businesses from HP, from Dell, from IBM. We're going to have some of the biggest CEOs in the advertising world on the stage. Tim Castry, the North American CEO of Group M, the president of OMD, the CEO of Assembly. We're going to have the leading media analyst that's on CNBC all the time, Laura Martin, the man who runs and hosts the global show on CNN, the media show every week. Brian Stelter will give us kind of a view on media out of home and politics. We'll also be having brands there from Turner, Pernod Ricard, and others. And then we're going to have one of today's hottest social media stars, who has really got hundreds of thousands of followers, Lucy Fink, will be talking to us about how media is done today. And the basic theme of it is this omni-channel world where consumers are touching all media all the time. And out-of-home advertising is one of the great centerpieces of this omni-channel world, where we reach people on their daily journey, on the go, with a lot of the power and influence of digital media, but without a lot of the negatives that we are seeing today with the duopolies.
Yeah. You also have an event which I'm really intrigued by on Thursday, October 17th, which is We Do Women's Empowerment Seminar. Can you tell me a little bit about the formation of that and what that seminar is going to tackle?
Sure. Yeah, we actually will have four events during the week. Of course, the summit is the biggest one. We had over 900 delegates last year. And the last couple of things before I get to We Do, on the summit, since we're now in the Broadway area, we'll uniquely be having a live Broadway performance from a Broadway cast that'll be doing a performance at our summit right after lunch, opening up the afternoon. And we will also be announcing later this week one of the most powerful and smartest people in all of advertising will also be at our summit. So stay tuned to look forward to those big announcements. But the Broadway cast will perform live on our stage since we've now moved to the Broadway District this year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it should be pretty exciting. Please come on down, send me an email, and we'll get you a complimentary pass. What we do is, it stands for Women Empowerment and Digital Out of Home. And as we see that the digital out-of-home industry is growing, and by the way, part of the reason that we'd like to take some credit for its growth and what we do with the Video Everywhere Summit, Lana, is that we put very important people on stage, business leaders, news leaders, their significant business and news and advertising press in the audience. And by the association with these type of true business leaders and quite famous, important people, is that we have lent and shown the world how important digital out-of-home is as part of the marketing mix. And also by association, we've raised the level of awareness of not only out-of-home advertising, but of all the plethora of capabilities that are now available, heretofore not available, for marketers and brands globally. So I wanted to mention that, which is why all the excitement about the Video Everywhere Summit. The Women's Empowerment Initiative was developed because, once again, the industry is growing quite rapidly, and we want to make sure that women are personally and professionally prepared, if you like that alliteration, to enter and take these executive positions. And we built a We Do. We have a series of seminars and webinars throughout the year. We have meetings in New York and other places, which has been basically about building your own board of directors and developing mentor and mentee positions, overcoming imposter syndromes. And this particular one will be October 17th. We're actually having it at Havas at 4 p.m. Havas is a big ad agency group. And we'll be having the digital lead of Havas there speaking in addition to our leader on this, Jen Willey, who has led us in a series of webinars and other information and connecting. We pride ourselves at DPAA on connecting people. It's what we do. And we found by that connecting people and a lot of face-to-face connections, we rise the level of the whole industry. So what will be going on the 17th is that we'll kind of go through techniques to prepare for powerful presentations and tough conversations that take place in the course of business. We'll have exercises that women, and by the way, men are always available to come. We welcome men and any ambassadors, but we'll be doing exercises for confidence boosting at next meetings. We'll be providing insight into communication trends that are important. We'll go over public speaking, actually the seven deadly sins of public speaking, and we'll be also going through principles of effective listening. So it's very exciting, and we're also going to be having our global conference, and that'll be on the 17th, 8:30. That'll be a breakfast at Ground Truth downtown, a place that Adrian has successfully used, and Ground Truth is a board member of DPAA, so they're hosting it. Vistar and Ground Truth are hosting the Vistar programmatic company is hosting the morning as well for our international group, and that's where we bring together, as we do daily, all members of our ecosystem, from media owners to people that own real estate to content companies to players throughout the world in research and data. And that's basically what DPAA is. We've kind of brought together all of these elements of the ecosystem that help drive more advertising revenue to the space.
Wonderful. Thank you, Barry. So last question for both of you is, for this week, what do you want to be the big takeaway from this week as people experience New York and experience Digital Signage Week?
I think the most important thing is networking. You know, I've stood up at some of Barry's events and said, you know, as an industry, we don't have enough face-to-face events. You know, we can all talk on Twitter, social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, but until you get together and you look people in the eye, I mean, Barry and I could disagree on, you know, what's the best ad tech platform. But when, you know, do you do that online, animosity comes out of it and it's very binary. Do it in a room with other people. You can learn, you can walk away and disagree, but, you know, you create wonderful friendships as well by getting together. And I think there's not enough opportunities for all of our industries, you know, whether it be digital signage or digital out of home or ad tech or retail or whatever you want to, you know, call some of the other vertical sectors. But the ability to get together almost 4,500 people in 1 week in a lovely city like Manhattan, that's the most important thing.
Barry, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that is extremely important. And what we add to it, and what I would add to it, is that it shows the advertising media marketing world the power of digital out-of-home advertising. And by all we do, having major players on the stage and by having everybody connecting, as Adrian said, we really raise the level of the importance of this industry and communicate the new values, whether it be programmatic, whether it be the ability to have video on screens, the ability to have great data to do much better targeting through these screens by time, by temperature, by audiences. There's tremendous innovation going on in this advertising industry today. And we are, after mobile, the fastest growing segment. So we use the week to communicate to advertisers, to agencies, and the business press all of the excitement that is going on in this industry. And the connection is very key. As Adrian said, there's nothing like face-to-face. We at times become too reliant upon digital elements. And we at DPAA actually have about 15 events a year for our members that give them a chance to really connect all over the world to get together, exchange, and build the industry. And by the way, the last one that I mentioned, we do have another event, yet it is invitation only, and it's the DPAA Board of Directors Speaker VIP Dinner on Monday evening, and that is really just for current speakers, past speakers, and our Board of Directors. So it's a bit of a closed thing, but it's one of our four events that we have during the week.
Amazing. I want to thank you both for joining me today for this special preview of New York Digital Signage Week. Where can we find you online if you want more information about the coming event?
Well, my Twitter is at WVUSWG, WVUSWG on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn, and as I say, I am with Real Digital Media, and that's a Stratacash company. They're based out of Sarasota, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Barry?
Well, you can go to the summit at videoeverywheresummit.com, videoeverywheresummit.com. My Twitter handle is at Barry Frey. It's B-A-R-R-Y-F-R-E-Y, and then you know, for coming to our regular site is videoeverywhere.com. And we're pretty easy to find, or you could just Google us or the summit or Video Everywhere, and we're easily findable. Ticket sales are running a little bit ahead of last year, which we anticipated. We have sold out the past 3 years. We've actually had standing room only for the past two, which is why we moved it this year. So it does sell out rather quickly, but you know, we look forward to seeing you there. And of course, thanks again to Adrian for really being the glue that organizes all of this incredible week, you know, fashioned on Fashion Week. And it's quite normal to have these kind of weeks that are, you know, in a neighborhood, but at different venues throughout. So, and thank you for covering this, and look forward to meeting you in person someday, Lenore.
I look forward to meeting you too. It might be as soon as October.
Yay.
Yeah.
We'll see. Adrian, where can we find you?
Well, the easiest way to find information about the week, which is what we're focusing on today, is the website, the official website. You can Google New York Digital Signage Week and you'll find it, but the URL is newyork2019.digitalsignageweek.com. And that lists pretty much all the events, lists all the sponsors, and tells you how to get some of the tickets for the events which are on sale and how to speak to the right people about getting into the events which are either hard to get into or just simply free. So newyork2019.digitalsignageweek.com is what you need to look at.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Lenore.
I'm Lenore Aline, and you can find me on Twitter at LenoreDSM. For AV Nation, visit our website, avnation.tv. You'll find this show and a host of others. While you're there, please visit our supporters section. These are the companies that support us financially and help us bring you Digital Signage Digest, coverage of DSC, Infocom, and more. All that and more at avnation.tv. That's avnation.tv.
Hey, can I just ask something? Are you running out the podcast straight, or are you doing any editing?
Oh, we're editing. That's my whole job.
That's Mitchell's.
Oh, good. All right. Excellent. Then I could curse then. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You should see Mitchell's face.